friends, all set to go for the Balfour Belgium Parade. Here's what we saw that Sunday. There's Margaret, Nancy, and Tom. Also Gus Calabot, a member of the band. There are the members of the many Belgium clubs. Ready and lined up, ready to go. The flags you see there represent all of the Belgium clubs in the city of Detroit. And there's the band, with the leader, Gus Verkrizzy. Here are some of the candidates in open convertibles. One of the favorites, Mary Lou Chapman. Also Rose Vermersch. There's Remy Lawaji amongst the girls. And here goes the parade. Thirty-five members strong. The only Belgium-American band in the whole United States. There's Peter Cordeville in the front. There's Mary Lou again. Later in the afternoon, all the floats were assembled for the 1.5 mile long parade. There's Father Tellier, pastor of Our Lady of Sorrows Church. Here comes an unusual float, the Atomium. The Belgium press, of course, was also well represented. There's Pete Cordeville again, ready to supervise the job. There's the old soldiers float with the Atomium in the background. And Sabina, Lou DeVenture. Sabina sponsored a free trip for the Queen to the Belgium World's Fair. The youngsters are all set to go. Who will sit in the Queen's chair this evening? We'll find out later. There's Cordeville Electric's truck. There's Ray Shivers, Nancy Calabout, Margie Cordeville, George Cordeville, and Margaret Calabout. And here goes the parade, all set to go. Brussels or bust. The Atomium. Many, many Indians. There's the press car. And all Belgian-American parades have bicycle riders, rain or shine. The Lace Makers, sponsored by DiSerrano Houses. Queen Mary herself. Woman Century Club. The Card Players, and Charlie Verheiden's old hearse. Picturesque, isn't it? We passed Mary Lou's house on the way. A few showers caused quite a few streaks in the yellow paint on a car. In the event you don't know, Dolores Verhage was the queen for that year. Here's some of the spectators along the parade route. Maybe you'll recognize them. Ho ho, here we are in Brussels, Belgium. The real exposition. You notice the large atomium in the background? We'll take a little walk around and see if we can point out some of the sights for you. There were many spectacles. There is one of the main entrances to the fair. No matter what time of day or night you went, it was crowded with people at all times. The Netherlands building. Here we are, waiting for the train to take us around the fair. An easy way to travel. There we go. Austria. Tunis, a beautiful structure on the outside and the inside. We'll take a walk inside and look around. You notice the beautiful architecture, the arches, beautiful fountains, and many, many old tapestries on the walls. Stained glass windows, a lost art. The exterior of Moroccan building. Morocco on the inside. And here's France, well represented also. We'll take a walk inside of the France building. Here we are. This is a complete display of all the commodities that are made in France. A very beautiful structure, made primarily of steel and glass. You can see how high the building really is. Here we are, the balcony way up above. It's a great height. We'll take another walk around. You notice the overhead highways? And here's the exterior of the French pavilion, completely in glass and steel. Argentina. Most of the South American countries were well represented. After that long walk, let's take a little rest. Paris had a pavilion all its own. There's that great big atomium again. And look at the cable cars. We'll go for a ride in one of the cable cars and look down at the exposition. There is another mode of transportation. Very reasonable and not tiresome at all. Here we are in the cable car, looking down. There's the Congo exhibition in the back. That building in the background is made entirely of pre-stressed concrete. Here's the front of the American Pavilion. Isn't it beautiful? fountains, all lit up in the evening. We'll take a walk inside and see what's going on. There we are, inside of the American Pavilion. All day long we have style shows. There's a great pool in the very center. The models come down on a platform, display the new clothes, go back up the stairs. There's always a big crowd to watch. This gives you a better view of the interior of the American Pavilion. It's enormous. Here we are outside again. Thailand, one of the smaller exhibitions, but by far one of the most beautiful. The tower's made of solid gold. We'll take a close-up view. There we are. Isn't that beautiful? Many people went inside to see what was there. Believe me, there was nothing. Beneath the overhead highway. Here's an unusual view. Cable cars, trains up above, and a street below where we're standing. You notice the top sphere of the Atomium? That contains a restaurant. We'll take a walk up after. Here we are in the escalator of one of the tubes of the Atomium, going to the restaurant for a little lunch. And here we are overlooking the World's Fair from the top of the Atomium. There's old Belgium, 1900. The entrance hall again. The main boulevard of the fair. We'll come down by the stairs. There's more to see that way. There's the Congo exhibition. No matter where you look, there's always people, many, many people. One of the hostesses of the fair, she was kind enough to show us around. Transportation building. The Caravelle, the first jet aircraft that France had. There's our hostess again. This happens to be an Italian girl. Spoke six languages very fluently. Canada. And here's the Russian Pavilion, another outstanding building. Would you like to take a walk inside? Okay, just follow me. There's a Sabena helicopter coming from the middle of Brussels to the World's Fair. Here we are, the Russian Pavilion on the interior. There were many things on display here. There's a Sputnik number 3. The nose cone of a Sputnik. For those who are interested in printing, that's a Russian linotype machine. One of the newer automobiles. You notice the resemblance to a Packard? And as usual, a big crowd. This is the parachute the Mutnik came down in. You recall the dog? Here's the American Pavilion again. There's some of the strange travelers that we see. The interior of the American Pavilion. We'll take another little walk and see what we can find. Pre-stressed concrete building, no steel at all, strictly concrete. And here we are, Belgium 1900. If you look closely, there are many familiar places here. Cobblestones, the old town hall in the background, small streets, and here comes a Maxwell. We'll never forget the Maxwell car. Going towards the town hall. What's this? What do they sell here? Why, French fried potatoes, of course. Notice the size of that atomium in the background? Isn't it large? Thank you. in the Boot and Pence. Many a good time was had there. By the old mill stream, you notice the fish? And then, later in the evening, with the many beautiful lights, we thought it only appropriate to take a few more shots of film to indicate to you how beautiful the exposition really was in the daytime as well as at night. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capture all of the light that was there, but we did our best. Beautiful fountains, all lit up. There are the spheres of the atomium. The exhibition of electricity. Look closely now. Stained glass windows. There's that atomium again. Close-up of the atomium. Beautiful, isn't it? Luxembourg. And the fountains. France. The interior of Tunis. Argentina. The Russian Pavilion. With this, my friends, we leave you. I hope you've enjoyed yourself as much as we've enjoyed bringing this to you.